Yes. April 30th, Spilly on the Rocks. This is post Rockies playing the Atlanta Braves. Before the start of the game today, Rockies were trying to avoid a sweep of the Atlanta Braves. The Braves are going to try to get to 500. Kind of fun for me because the broadcaster for the Atlanta Braves, the color guy, the guy that does the job that I do for the Rockies, on the other side is CJ Nikowski. So I usually don't talk about my other stuff that I do, but this one's kind of fun. So MLB Network Radio, I've worked there on SiriusXM for a little bit over 7 years. We've had this show on SiriusXM. It is 2 to 5 Eastern time. It's basically noon to 3 Mountain time. I do it 3 days a week during the regular major league season. In the off season, I'm 4 to 5 days a week. That original show started on a Saturday 7 years ago, and the way it came about, I was starting to cut my teeth in radio, along with TV. I just wanted to find ways to get better at broadcasting, and so I came up with this the show concept that I called the A Dinner. So this was before podcasts started getting really popular. I think I was a little bit ahead of my time. I didn't stick with it though. But I started this concept. I was like, I wonder if I can get guys to sit around, have dinner, multiple people. It's not just a one-on-one interview. It's just like, what would it feel like to be a fly on the wall at a major league dinner? When I was a player, we called the best dinner. Like if you, like for example, the Rockies tonight are landing in San Francisco, and there might be a bunch of guys that go out to dinner. I doubt it. It's kind of the sign of the times that they don't do that anymore. But that dinner, if you go to a nice restaurant, whether it's let's call it Garden Grace or Sushi by Scratch right now in Endeavor, kind of a fancy spot. Beckon, what is it? The Buckhorn Exchange. Any of these places that are Uchi, but that's not like a Denver, Sushi Den, Izakaya Den, whatever. Elway's, any of these, Denver institutions that are considered good restaurants, if the guys went there, that would be considered the A dinner. So I did this show concept with for SiriusXM. I did it for about 2 years. I recorded, produced it, and basically I would do interviews with players. At first, the concept was at dinner. Obviously, it was really hard to pay for everyone's dinner. These guys are expensive. And of course, like big leaguers don't want to pay for my dinner. So that idea kind of went away quick. And then I would just record these on my own, basically on Sundays at the field. And it turned out really good. So I started producing these shows, went to MLB Network Radio. And then eventually I kept begging MLB Network Radio to let me like be on a live show. More and more, and like at first, I would do these shows from the fan. So I'd drive down to Denver Tech Center, and that, like there's a bunch of people in Denver that I've known for a long time. Nate Lundy, I've known for a long time. Like we tried to come up with a show together about 8 years ago too. And so when I was finishing up with this A dinner concept, I was like, I really just want to do a daily show talking about baseball consistently. Like, it's so much effort to try to gather a bunch of like baseball players. They're never on time. It's frustrating. And then, to be honest, like the money aspect, the amount of effort to do one show and then make like $150 for that show really wasn't worth it. But doing, 3 hours of radio every day, making a couple of bucks here, like was fun. And that sounded a little bit better for me. So when I first started cutting my teeth with MLB Network Radio, I would go, they'd say, hey, Spilly, we have the morning show. It starts at 5 a.m. I would drive to the fan, get there, Denver Tech Center, and do a show 5 to 8 o'clock. Then they'd say, hey, we got another opening. It is tomorrow from 8 to 11. I was like, done, I'll be there. So I owe a debt of gratitude to the fan as far as like being flexible with me. It was a studio that I could use. But eventually I like asked people, I was like, hey, what is the darn unit I can use so I can do radio from home? And eventually I got this thing. It's called an access unit. So I bought this thing. It's been 8 years since I've had this access unit. It's a Comrex Access 2. And I basically asked our producer, I was like, hey, what's the thing that I can use from home so I don't have to go use a studio? And it was like, oh, it's a Comrex. So I bought one. Cost me 5 grand. And when I bought that Comrex unit, I basically called the program director and I was like, hey, so I got a Comrex unit. And he was like, what? Why? It's like, I want to do radio. Now I'm available for you whenever you want me. I can do it from home. I can do it from the road. And he's like, oh man. So I forced myself into MLB Network Radio. And then after a little bit of time there, I was begging for a show of two players. And same program director, his name is Jordan Greenberg. He's one of my favorite bosses I've ever had. He's like, would you think about a Saturday morning show? You and this guy CJ Nikowski. And I was like, I have no idea. What the hell is this CJ Nikowski? He's like, I think we can do a show between the two of you. We end up doing a show. We never actually met each other. I knew nothing about him. We slowly started to form this relationship. We had this Saturday morning show called Loud Outs. Started 8 to 11 Saturdays, just once a week. And then it blossomed into basically the afternoon drive on Sirius XM. So him and I, we've grown really close. He's one of my compadres. I love the guy. I also couldn't wait for him to leave Colorado this week because I wanted to tag him with an L. And long story short, that was a long way for me to get here. But it was really good to see the Rockies beat the Braves. And beyond that, there's a bunch to get into. Chase Dolander versus Chris Sale. Chris Sale last year, 35-year-old Cy Young, Triple Crown Cy Young. That means you led the league in ERA, strikeouts, and wins. Awesome. He was a 8-time top six finisher in the Cy Young. Ridiculous. Like he's been close a bunch of times. Finally, well, won one. How about the betting line? I'm not into betting. I also have a feeling like you're going to hear it here first. I think Pete Rose is going to get reinstated this week. Let that sink in for a second. That's a Rockies podcast. I think Pete Rose is getting reinstated this week. I may or may not have heard that from a bird. If that happens. Curious to see what how we react to it. Do I think he's a Hall of Famer? Yeah, I do. Based on his stats. But beyond that, no. I don't think Pete Rose is a Hall of Famer. I don't want him reinstated. I think he's lied. I think he is I again I don't want to poop on any sort of Hall of Famer. I know people are going to talk about the Hit King. No question. Those stats belong in there. Do a little research. Do a little research. So I think Pete Rose gets reinstated this week, and it's going to create quite a stir around Major League Baseball. So, anyways, Chris Sale on the mound. Rockies. Rockies were a dog. Duh. By what was it? I had this thing pulled up. I'm not going to show you because I don't like to show any sort of gambling on here. I'm not a fan of gambling for baseball just because of like I've kind of been brought up that way. Rockies were a dog 204 plus 204, and they won. They won. So Rockies won today, or whatever on April 30th, and Chase Dolander, he didn't quite match Chris Sale as far as strikeouts go, but dude, awesome. He ended up coming out of the game after five into third. He was throwing a lot more curveballs today and ended up getting a blister. So awesome, dude. Matched him up. It was a little bit different line than the Rockies have seen the last couple of days, but regardless, like Chris Sale punched out over 10. Rockies punched out a bunch of times. Brenton Doyle popped Chris Sale with the homer, but they won 2-1. Eat it, Atlanta. Yeah. Take that L and get out of here. So now the Rockies turn the page to May, and it's about to get worse. Four games in San Francisco, come back, day off on Monday, Cinco de Mayo, you get to drink a ton, and then the Tigers, and then the Padres, and then the Diamondbacks, and we'll see where we're at. We'll see where we're at. The other note, we got a couple notes. If you guys want to see them, I guess I'll show them to you. Rockies notes, they continue to rock and roll. They've been so good. However you feel about the Rockies franchise, whatever, you cannot argue that the Rockies notes are not fantastic. So let's see. Let me make sure I don't have a bunch of stuff that you could see over here. All right. So Rockies snapped their eight-game losing streak to avoid their fifth series sweep of the season. God, five sweeps. That's terrible. Four of the five Rockies wins this season have come in a series finale. First time holding an opposing club to three or fewer hits at Coors Field since September 15th, 2023. That was fantastic. Chase Dolander exited game with a cracked nail and right middle finger from ripping curveballs. Two hits and one earned run allowed are both the lowest of his first five career starts. He also had the highest whiff rate that he's ever had to game. He did have a three walks, which is a career high, but 25 punch outs through five starts are tied for the fourth most through the five starts in Rockies pitching history. So fantastic. Good. I think those numbers are just scratching the surface of what he's capable of doing. Brenton Doyle snapped an 0 for 20. By the way, it says right here, Ryan McMahon extended his hitless streak to 0 for 34. That's the longest by a position player in Rockies franchise history. Yikes. Poor McMahon's not doing so hot. Brenton Doyle, you saw the homer, added a double. Guy's a good player, really good player. Chris Sale logged his first quality start of the season, his first career start at Coors Field. That's crazy to think. I was actually in a game in 2011 that he appeared. He struck out a season high 10 batters, and he has a 1.48 ERA in five starts against the Rockies with one walk and 39 punch outs. That's crazy, crazy, crazy. Okay, so Rockies get the win. We finally turned the page in April. Franchise worst records, not even close. Not a bunch of silver linings, except for Chase Dolander, Jordan Beck, Hunter Goodman. Those have been good signs. There's also this thing in the Denver Post today, Patrick Saunders' mailbox thing, and he basically quotes me without quoting me. Which we've talked about this here on Spilling on the Rocks, right? Way to solve this thing, bring a third party. It's not personal. Bring in somebody from the outside, assess it, and then make your decisions at the end of the year. That's your educated Rockies insider. It's me. Nothing personal. I've never taken shots at the organization. Haven't. I won't. I'm not. Somebody that's like begging people to do things just because educated thought, having been in this industry for a long time, come in, assess, figure out where you're at, and then at the end of the year you make your decisions. Whenever you make rush decisions, they're usually poor decisions. So, man, I feel like I give you a lot. When Pete Rose gets reinstated this week, just know I told you first. All right, follow me at SpillyGoat19 and then make sure you follow the guys at Mile High Sports. Bye.